When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is a Phonik Media production.
Today on the podcast, we're going to talk all about building the dream after last week when Rob Dyrdek, came on and showed us how to live a fully optimized life. We've had a bit of homework to do. Let's go. Pass on the vibe. Friend, welcome back to Business Marriage, the number one podcast that's recorded on this fucking coffee table. This table is starting to piss me off, by the way.
Why?
Cost us a fortune back in the day. Do you remember?
Back in the day, like, God, make it sound well.
It was like 5 years ago, wasn't it? We bought this thing, yeah. But it's just too big. It's too heavy. It gets food in the middle of it. It's disgusting. Yeah. Anyway, you
two
guys don't need to know
just
that.
Rank. There's like scribble marks. There's food from God knows how long.
Anyway,
just rank. Hello.
Talk about living the dream. Hey. Here's our table. Yeah. So I hope you're doing good. Hopefully, if you haven't yet checked it out, check out last week's episode of the podcast.
It was good.
We spoke to Rob Dyrdek. Now, jokes aside, it's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because we were watching the Arnie documentary last night, right? Amazing.
So good.
But back in the day, so Arnie's idol was this guy who played Hercules in a movie, and then he saw him on the front of like a bodybuilder magazine, and he bought the bodybuilder magazine, and that is what gave him the routine, and he started doing that. And then he ended up meeting, 5 or 6 years later, he ended up meeting his idol. And he was like, he was just there.
And then got invited to his house after he won a competition.
And then he went to the gym and trained with him. So that was his icon and his hero. Oh. I think these days, in the modern social media era, you can sort of look at like a Rob Dyrdek. Oh, that's so cool. It's fucking Rob Dyrdek.
Rob Dyrdek.
Like, he's absolutely massive.
I know.
And he's generally someone that I massively respect and look up to.
And he's just chatting away to us.
Just a chat. And I know we've sort of been put out on social media and we've been having a bit of life. Oh, Rob Dyrdek became our life coach and our marriage counsellor. But
Kinda
he
did.
Gave us one-to-one advice.
Yeah. I mean,
the guy's worth $500 million.
We've still got a long way to go. But
of course.
I have to say, I really, really like him now.
But there you go.
Maybe I'm a fangirl. Maybe he's my first, like, proper...
Well, we're going to...
Inspo.
So what we're going to... No.
Inspo.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
I'm that wanker.
Do you want to say that? Don't be a wanker.
Inspiration. James really gets annoyed
when you shorten words that are unnecessary.
Say full words.
Shortened. Anyway, right. Today on the podcast,
go lime. Sorry, that was an in-joke, but you've just spoke over it.
What?
I was saying go in lime. So we go to Lyme Regis in Dorset, and if I say going to Lyme, you get really annoyed that I don't say Lyme Regis.
Oh,
anyway,
it's really pissing me off.
Moving on.
Anyway, so today on the podcast, last week we spoke to Rob Dyrdek.
It was
investor,
amazing.
Expert, legend, life optimizer. Well, this music's shit, isn't it, when you get to it in a bit?
I feel like maybe I'm a pirate.
Robin Hood.
I can see you in some tights.
Yeah, I can see you in some tights as a sexy pirate. It's a nice dress, by the way.
Am I Robin Hood or a pirate?
Both.
All right.
Pirate Hood. Anyway, so what we're going to do today on the podcast, we are going to talk, we said this at the end of last week's episode.
Last week's episode. Sometimes you don't talk properly. You don't finish sentences properly.
You don't.
Sometimes.
She said this to me last week. And now all week I've been like trying to enunciate my words properly.
We're a bit aggressive this morning, aren't we? Because we've had a bit of a bad start to the day. But
George, our two-year-old, was an absolute little bastard all
morning.
Honestly,
like before we move on.
Had to drag him into nursery.
You know, like sometimes when your kids don't listen and then you say something like, if you're not going to listen, you're not going to go to the park before nursery. And then they don't listen. So then you've got that decision to make. Do you back down or do you just follow it through? And we were like, we've got to follow it through.
Taking
him to nursery was like full. By the time we got there, he's like full on, you know, that hyperventilating. Mammy, I want to go to the park. I had to hand him over at nursery, and one of the workers comes to the door, and she's the most chilled, lovely person.
She's so calm, isn't
she's
she?
She's like, oh dear, what's the matter? And I went, yeah, he's having a tantrum. I had to like pick him up off the floor and just hand him over. Like, see you later. So yeah, that was our morning.
She was like, are you being a cheeky monkey?
Yeah.
I'm like, thinking more like being a twat.
Yeah.
Try that instead.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. So today on the podcast, we said at the end of last week's podcast that we would talk about the dream.
The dream I had.
To dream.
The dream.
There's so many good dreams.
Should we see how many songs? Right, let's play that game. Well, I sing a song.
Okay.
And then you have to like
okay.
do a dream one as well. Okay?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Dreams can come true.
Any dream will do. Any dream.
Can't sing that anymore.
Well, no, it's not the Philip Schofield version. It's the Jason Donovan.
Still can't say with him.
Carry on. Anyway. Any dream. Any dream. Come on. Any dream.
Any don't you know dream? Down, down. Do you know that's Patrick, Professor Brian Cox in the universe?
I think
who's in the band? D Ream.
My brain actually can't keep up with this game because I'm like panicking.
Yeah,
just
shit.
Leave it.
Anyway, so we said at the end of last week's podcast, fucking 7 minutes later, we'll actually get to the point that we were going to discuss the dream because we had lots of tactics from Rob last week. He talked about how he plans his diary.
Create the rhythm of your life.
The rhythm of existence.
Rhythm of existence.
So that's what we're going to be talking about. What is that?
I did listen.
Rhythm. So we actually... We started to have these conversations now, haven't we? Because
yep.
we started to look at what it is that we actually want. Because he said one really important thing. He said before he made any money, and this is not all about the money, but he got super clear on the strategy. Before he took any action, he got super clear on the strategy, and then he got everybody on board. And he read a book called Start With The End or Start With The End In Mind. And he's like, that completely shifted my mentality towards business because you've actually got to think about what you want at the end of it. He's like, what are you trying to build?
We are good. What we've realised, and that's probably going to come out on this show, is that we're good at going like, oh yeah, like we know we want this house and this, that and the other. And we're kind of happy with what we're doing in our business, for example. But then it's actually like, he was saying about with business, you should know almost like the exit plan before you've even started.
Yeah.
And I still have no clue. So we're going to go through, well, I'm letting you lead this podcast, which is rare, guys, because normally I like to take control, but not in that way, James.
Not in
look
a
at
good
your
way.
Face. Look at you. You're so smarty, James.
Why?
This is the way you look at me, like, oh yeah.
Look at you,
control.
Said you made it. You were like, oh,
look at you.
You take a drink.
Look at you. No, look at your eyes. All like, oh.
Who do you think you are?
Oh. Who do you think you are? Like, who do you actually think you are?
We'll find out, won't we, in this. Right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about what we talked about this week. So we had conversations this week about what it is that we actually want. Because again, we got off the call with Rob last week and we always do this thing, right? We've always got a million things going on. The podcast recording is happening like the middle of the day. You've got to run back off to do some work. I have to pack all the gear up. And we sort of like just went on with our lives. I was like, no, I'm not going to fucking do that this time. We've had an amazing conversation. If you look at that we had like an hour of that guy's time.
That guy.
Robbie D's time.
Robbie D.
And his aim is to be earning £1 million an hour. So we've had £1 million worth of consultancy. So what are we going to fucking go and do with it? Because you and I are great at taking information, taking a little bit of inspiration, taking a little bit of motivation, and doing fuck all with it, bruv. So
if I had a fork, I would just poke my eyes out right now because I feel like...
Should I get
your
fork? That would get views on YouTube.
Yeah.
I love the YouTube.
The little
trolls. They would love that.
Because I honestly, I'm with you.
The best thing you can do is poke your eyes out.
Because I do. I get so busy. And then it's like, I don't do the things. Like, he's basically given us this, like, blueprint what to go
success.
And do. And it's not that difficult. And still haven't done it.
Well, but we started to. So, Saturday, so we had the call with Rob last week, Friday. So, on Saturday night, we allocated the time. We said, right, I'm not going to watch TV tonight. We're going to have a...
Connected.
We're going to have a dinner date. But then...
You were going to cook for me, which ended up, you didn't fucking cook.
Yeah, because your mum's freezer are broken, so you come home with loads of like frozen goods.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we're getting too much into the minute.
No, people like this stuff,
here.
Though. They like
tell
the reality
what,
of it. When your freezer packs down.
A defrosted Ruxley sausage, let me tell you.
Aye.
Still good in a pasta.
So my mum and dad's freezer broke down, and I went around there.
Shut up,
like,
no one cares.
Here you go. Here's some hot dogs, burgers, homemade pasta sauce.
Yeah, anyway. So that's why the romantic dinner didn't happen, because we ended up with like a load of like freezer burnt food to fucking get through.
Right,
so we
you're making it sound rank now.
Oh, it was lovely.
Anyway, moving on.
So we ended up having dinner early, but I was like, right, let's not watch TV. Let's go and sit outside. It was a lovely day. It was nice in the garden.
Citronella candles.
You don't pronounce that, spray. Citronella candles on outside. And we said, right, what is it that we actually want? And this is really interesting. And I don't know if you guys at home can relate to this. Let's fucking hope so. Let's hope some part of this is.
Fucking hell.
But we are so good, especially you. You can list out a million things that you don't want.
I'm
but if
really
I ask you what you do want, you can't tell me. So when we
what
sat
does that
down,
say about me?
That
someone
you're an
tell
absolute
me.
Twat. But so we sat down last Saturday out in the garden, And again, we were like, right, what is it we actually want? And it's really difficult to work that stuff out. But it makes sense because what Rob was talking about, Rob, first name terms, what mate. Rob was talking about was you got to know where you're going.
Yeah.
Because really, when you think about it, and I know it sounds like a fucking Google quote, but if you are taking action but you don't know to what end, it is like going on a journey with no map. Mm. It's like getting in the car and not knowing your end destination. You're going to go, you're going to do stuff, you're going to do the driving, but where the fuck are you going?
It's like getting on a treadmill continuously and not having an end goal.
I love the fact you've gone for a fitness analogy when you've
been on a treadmill. I mean, when I'm in the gym, guys, on my treadmill, I've got a confession, I've never ever ran on a treadmill.
Have you not?
Never. Because I imagine I'd be one of those jokers that go on there, I'll press the wrong button, and then I will be straight off that. I just don't bother. Anyway, we digress. So, yeah, I'm very good at knowing the things I don't want. And there's a few things, I guess they're materialistic things that I think, or like the lifestyle, I kind of have a good idea of what I would love. And then it kind of stops.
Yeah.
So you're going to take me, you're going to take me on a journey.
And it's so seedy.
Oh no, it's so like seedy. You know when people say that?
So anyway, so when we were sat there chatting, the first thing we talked about was about...
chatting.
Shut up. The first thing, you're really annoying me today.
I'm in an annoying mood.
Yeah, I hate when you get in those moods. Because then you're like, poke me. You'll be like, literally, don't touch me.
I was actually going to just poke you.
I know, I find it really annoying. So we were talking about where we want to live, because I guess that's the biggest thing in our life. And again, off the back of last week's podcast, link in the show notes, by the way, if you haven't listened to the podcast, Rob talked to us, the last thing he was chatting to us about was about Forever Estates, which is this like forever home that he's created.
For his generational family.
Yeah, so in 500 years, the Dyrdek family will still meet in this amazing house that runs itself, it's self-sustaining, it has its own sort of circular economy, so it pays for itself, so it's no one's responsibility, it's just like an asset for the family. But he's been planning that. He bought the plot of land for 10 million. He had 12 million quid in complete assets total, $12 million, sorry, and the plot of land cost him 10 mil. So he's like, well, I can't build it because I haven't got any money. So then he's gone on and, you know, made like 400 or 500 additional million. And when he was saying about Sahota, these are apparently the best architects firm like in the world. Wow. Like they make the best architects. Yeah. I think they're the people who designed Richard Branson's properties on Necker Island, and he's got one in South Africa as well. Anyway, I digress. So we started talking about the house because that's going to be the heart of the home, etc. So that's maybe an obvious place to start.
Yeah.
But what was the realisation was that for where we live, so we live in Southeast London, but like a nice bit of Southeast London. Sorry, sorry to the shippers of Southeast London. You know where you are, Croydon.
you can't say that.
So Stormzy's bought a football club in Croydon.
Yeah, some parts of Croydon are nice.
Okay. Anyway, so we live in the nice bit of Southeast London, but houses around here are fucking expensive.
Ridiculous, like stupid prices.
So I went, so this is what we've done. So we decided what sort of house we'd want. We decided we want a Huff House.
Yeah.
Insert so picture here, of Sam of Huff House. Bing.
Yeah.
So it's like a glass house. It's German manufactured.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they could build it in 12 weeks.
You can go to like a show home effectively and like go, yeah, this is what I want. But it's beautiful because we've always, this. So coming on to this, because you kind of go in there and then you're not going there. But we sat down to talk about our dream. And
sorry,
the first
guys. Hayley will lead this conversation.
But the first thing we came up with, which is because I think we both agreed, was the kind of like house that we wanted. Because...
this is exactly what I was just saying.
Oh, okay. Shut,
going there? You're not going there.
Well, it feels like you're still doing an intro. I'll let you carry on.
Do you know what? Turn my microphone off. You fucking do it! Go on. I'm off.
Channel. Oh, no, you just turned me off now.
Go on.
No, don't do this.
Come on, then.
Just carry on. I don't know what you were saying.
What were you saying?
No, carry on.
Here's how getting there. We know it's not getting there. Here's how getting there. We know it's not getting there. I'm really pleased. This is probably going to be the most boring episode ever, but I'm glad that the listener gets to meet the real you. Because you on the podcast, I was like, she's so funny. She's so engaging.
I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, Pippa Savory. And
that's a great surname, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's great. I've worked with her as well.
Imagine if her other half had started his original name was Sweet. Sweet and Savory. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Carry on.
I'm sure her sister's got a name that's something to do with that. I have to find out. I can't remember. No, but she was just saying how, I was saying how I'm obviously quite funny, but in my, when I post online, I'm not actually that funny. So I'm actually trying to, now I'm like thinking about being funny. Like I'm not that funny anymore.
No.
God.
Anymore? When were you funny?
I don't know.
Anyway, so we started, fuck me, we started with the house. Mm-hmm. And we realised what we want. We want a Huff house on probably a couple of acres of land.
That was a bit of a journey, though. We knew that we wanted a house in the town we live.
But this was, sorry, on Saturday night. So we actually did this, though, didn't we? We had our laptops out. We would talk about what we wanted. And we literally almost like vision boarded the type of house.
And it, like, it's a strange,
it's made it more real.
Not a strange thing, but, you know, you could live anywhere in the world. And we've often said, oh, you know, maybe we'd love to live in Spain. We love Spain. And then I've got family in Australia. But then I think with our kids going into school, we are pretty set on having the kind of, I guess, what you'd call a more traditional lifestyle. So we'll have like a family home in the area where our kids go to school and grow up. So for us, the kind of the house is actually really integral for us because, you know, probably like many of us, the house, it's what the house will represent. So we started talking about like a dream home. So what would we want in that dream home? So it's obviously we like this whole like wooden and glass, like Huff houses just hit that nail on the head. But it's like, how does the house work? So for me, I love like entertaining, having people over. So I've always said I really want that kind of outdoor indoor-y vibe. And then we found these pictures, didn't we, where it's almost like it's outdoor but it's under like a, I don't know what you'd call it, like a canopy sort of thing.
Yeah, like a fixed canopy.
But you'd have like maybe a fire pit out there and like all like sunk like seating, and then you could have like a pool.
Oh, the houses were amazing.
And we were like, you could have a cinema room, you could have a really nice gym, a library room. Like, and when you start thinking about it, it's like, imagine that, and like the kids could have like a, you know, like a room like they hang out in with like a pool table. And then all of a sudden your house, you start thinking about how you're living in that house. So like a kitchen with like a big island, big double fridge where it's just like stocked with food, like a pantry where there's like healthy snacks that the kids can go and like.
But I think this level of specificity, I think that's what's really important, because then it actually makes it, it makes it real. Yeah. You start to, and you said there, you start to feel how you would live in the house.
Yeah, and then when,
rather than just like, oh, like a big old gaff.
Yeah,
but like, how does but it work? Like, what does it feel like when you walk
and
up
like,
to
I can imagine, like in the bedroom, and this is, and guys, seriously, like, if anyone's listening going, oh my God, like, you don't want much, like, what was that? I missed. Say that again. Say it again.
So good.
Say it again now.
You said about like, and then in the bedroom, and I said, it's going to get filthy. But you just carry on talking straight over the top.
Well, to be fair, in my dream life, I don't wear maternity underwear anymore. I've got a drawer that comes out and it's got like matching.
I think it'll be easier to get a £4 million house than to get you out of those pants.
True. Should we check out your pants one day? Rank. Look at those.
What's wrong with them? Army pants.
Some days, James, you turn up and I'm like, really? Really?
Anyway, back to the point of the actual subject. Catty bitch.
So, but some people might think, oh, this sounds like far-fetched. But we were like, no, we have to dream.
It should be far-fetched.
It's like the ideal. Like, I'm chucking it out there. I love spending time at home. So for me, having a home that is like,
why are you
like,
chucking that out there?
Well, because that sounds a bit boring, isn't it? Whereas more people just want to go out and do stuff. Like for me, having a home that almost like creates almost like an experience that works with our lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like I've always liked the thought of like when the kids are a bit older that they could bring their mates over to hang out. And there's always like, there's always like food and there's always just like a nice like vibe in the house. And, you know, a nice like garden. Just, I don't know. And like the bedroom, I've always had this dream where it would be, so you'd have like this nice big sort of room. I love the idea, you know, where they have like the baths that overlook, you know, you've got like a window and a bath.
Yeah.
I love that. And then dream would be, so like a shared bathroom with like double sinks in the middle. And then as you go off either side, you've got almost like your own shower and then your own walk-in wardrobe. Imagine that.
Nice.
Think Sex in the City, Carrie, you know, she's like her walk-in wardrobe, like that kind of thing on either side. Imagine that of all your clothes. And you know what it does for me when I think about this? And I start thinking about having a house like that, how your lives would be. Like, do you know what becomes apparent? It's like a feeling of organisation.
Mm.
I get this feeling of like everything has its place.
Everything's in order.
Like when I'm thinking about my walk-in wardrobe, it's not like my fucking spare room, which looks like honestly, it is such a mess up there because we do all the washing, we take it up, then it sits there in piles. Everyone just sort of ignores it until someone actually finally fucking gives in to put that shit away. And then we don't iron it until we need to. It's like, honestly, and sometimes I think, is this how we live our life? You never used to be like that. You used to be so tidy.
Yeah.
And you're not. You've just literally let yourself go.
You've let me go.
You've really let yourself go.
Let it go. Let it go.
But no, it creates this feeling of being in control, feeling organized, and like having space. And I think that's interesting because they're probably three things right now that I feel like is completely lacking in my life.
But here's the I think this is really, really interesting.
Is it?
Yes, it's really interesting.
Guys, listen up.
Hold tight, guys. It's going to get interesting. No, it actually is. But what you've said there, so we're saying that we want the big house and you've got this and you've got the space.
I say a big house. I don't know how big it is, but...
It's fucking massive.
It's well, but it's not. I don't want a massive house.
I do. Fuck that.
But I want a house that has got all the rooms that we need. Anyway.
Wait, are you finished? Okay. But this is the interesting thing, right?
Is it?
Shut up. You'll be so annoyed today. The interesting thing, is it? Yes, is that what the house is going to give you is a feeling.
Yeah.
But you can create the feeling now.
Yeah, see, this is it.
So you think you have to have the stuff to have the feeling, but you actually...
We fist bumped.
But actually, if you have the feeling, that is what helps you to get towards the stuff.
I got a feeling, honestly.
But so with like being organised and having space and all that stuff, I think when you're in a situation like what we're in at the moment, we're super, super busy. It feels like a juggling act every day. From the second you get up to the second you go to bed, it's like plate spinning, work until 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. It's fucking tough. And things like being organised, doing the shopping, keeping on top of the housework, you know, clean clothes,
like bills.
Ironing.
I don't even open bills. My letters, guys. Like, seriously, like, I just leave, I get letters.
Because it's overwhelmed.
They just sit there.
It's overwhelmed.
And then I've got, like, dentist to book for the kids, like a doctor's appointment to chase up. And it's like, oh.
But you haven't got any cognitive space.
No, but it's
your
so
brain can only handle 7 ± 2 pieces of information.
You are so right, though. And I think that. You've actually hit the nail on the head. So when I'm talking about a dream
life, the nail on the head.
A dream life, what I get is a feeling. Oh, sorry. Is a feeling. So when you actually then drill me on what does it actually look like.
I can't let it go. Go on, I'll drill your mark.
Oh, God.
I couldn't. You put it out there.
I don't put it out there, though, do I?
Put it out there. You put it out there.
Oh, God.
And I grabbed onto it like a dirty little claw hand. Go on.
Why you got a claw hand? Like Jeremy Beadle?
Not Jeremy Beadle.
He had like a little hand, didn't
I'm going to have to cut this out. We're going to get cancelled.
Are we?
Nah, fuck
it. Sorry. No, right. I didn't mean that offensively, but you did actually have a small hand.
Why? Because is he fisting people
no,
now?
No, he had one small hand,
stop,
didn't he?
Stop, just get over your point, for fuck's sake. He's dead, isn't he, Jeremy Beadle?
I think so. What was it Best he used peace. To host? What was the great show that he used to host? Beadle's About, Watch Out. Beatles about. Do you remember? It was like a prank show.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And he used to like tow someone's car away or like pretend like something's just fallen on it and smashed the car. Lol.
Back to the point.
I've actually forgotten what I was talking about.
You're talking about Jeremy Beadle's hand.
Honestly, I'm definitely going through perimenopause. My memory is shot to bits. I actually don't know.
Feeling. You were saying it's about a feeling.
Feeling. I am very good at describing.
Oh, you said
things.
If I drill you. Sorry, that's where we're about to. So if I drill you.
All right, I'm very good at describing things that I feel that are going to give me the feeling that I want. So like that.
What?
Oh, I don't know. That was really confusing. So like,
really good
I can see myself
well.
In the house. It's not necessarily
see, so
about
powerful,
the
though.
Legit, like the, I can't explain it because it is about the material of the house, but I'm not seeing how it's decorated and all things like that necessarily. It's more like I can just see how we would use it as a family, how that house would enhance our life. And then that's why then for me it then moves on to like experiences. So the dream life would be that, you know, every kind of school holiday we have like a trip booked in where we can all go and spend time together, because, you know, right now if we're honest with where we're at in the business holiday, I mean, we do have holidays, we've been like UK holidays, nothing wrong with that. But it's not as much as we love to travel. Not like, oh, put your backpack on and travel around the globe. But you know what I mean? We love going away, don't we? Like, I would say we're more about experiences than materialistic products. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
you know, like some people, no right or wrong, would rather spend money on a handbag for like £1,000 than go on a holiday, whereas yeah, we'd yeah. be the other way.
Yeah.
And we haven't really had that luxury, have we, over the last few years?
No.
So again, it comes down to the dream life would be having those experiences. But then when you drill down in, okay, so to have that dream life is going to cost you X amount of money. So then how are you going to afford that and make that money? Then it kind of gets a little bit like, oh, now I don't know. Yeah,
so this is the bit where it got tricky. So when we were looking at this the other day, so for like a half house on the sort of plot of land that we would need, and I say plot of land, like it's not big. We don't want to live in the middle of nowhere. No. It's not our vibe. We'll live like near like a nice, we've got a lovely town called Chislehurst. We want to live.
Oh yeah, just tell everyone where we live.
Why not? Well, you're going to come and stalk you now because you're such a big celebrity.
Yeah, they might just hang around street corners.
Oh, yeah. Because it couldn't work out anyway, could they, from like Mirabelle and all the other stuff that we talk about. Maybe. But anyway, by the way, if you do see Hayley in the street, guys, please don't approach her because she's...
No, do. If you're a fan, come and tell me that you love me and I'll be like, oh, my God, you've made my dreams come true.
You are so fragile, honestly. Emotionally
fragile.
I'm
so need you. I'm so needy.
But when we were looking at what we would need for that property, you're looking at like 3.5-4 million quid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's because of the land.
Because of where it is. So we found
there's two
roads that we want to live on, like either Camden Park Road or Wilderness Road.
Chuck it all out there, are we?
Oh, but if you go Google them places, Chislehurst, Camden Park Road or Wilderness Road, they are fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, they are unbelievable.
Like dream house stuff. Mm. But what's really interesting is that, so we talked about it on Saturday and on Sunday.
You went out.
I went out. Obviously, I'm going to run. And I ran down those roads.
Yeah.
And I imagined myself, I was laughing. I was running along. Look like a mental person.
Who's running and laughing? Running I never and run and difficult. Laugh.
You don't do either of those things, do you? Run or laugh, you sour fucker. Anyway, so
I've got resting bitch
I face. Was running along, but you could imagine, like you talk about the feeling, I could feel what it would be like to live on that street.
Did you?
Oh, it was unreal. There was just like a...
Did you get tingles down below, did you?
No.
So like, ooh.
But you know when you like, just like, I guess what people class as like centred or grounded?
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Did it feel like it's going to happen?
Yeah. No, right now, no, I was like, sure. Yeah, that's cool. But what was interesting is that during that time as well, that there was that thing of going, fucking hell, 3.5 million quid's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of dough, like, have it right. But again, this is what happens. This is why I think maybe me and you don't, not get stuck where we are, but even in the imagination phase, I can't get myself out of logistics. So I'm looking at that. So I looked at the house, right, which is 3 million quid. He said, right, let's put down 750,000 quid on it. Let's just chuck 750,000 quid down on it. And then the mortgage at the moment, because the mortgage rate's going. So this is what I've done. So I'm looking at it. So like 20,000 quid a month. So now I'm going, fuck, I've got to make a lot of podcasts for 20 grand a month for the rent.
Yeah.
Plus then you've got to build up a pot of £750,000.
But that was what was quite interesting because I'm...
Isn't it mad how your
I'm
mind
like the
works?
Opposite though. So I'm someone who's like, yeah, 3.5 million quid, we can get that, no problem. Yeah, that, I mean, obviously now the mortgage rate's gone like that. I mean, that's just crazy money. Who's going to be paying that?
Oh yeah, that's the biggest challenge with 3.5 million quid.
No, but I'm telling you how I see things. I'm saying I've always been someone who I don't see issues. I just see, yeah, you can make that money. I can honestly, I've always been like
right, you
it.
Say this, and I love you, no, but how?
No, but this is what, if you let me talk.
I am letting you talk.
Don't do that patronising holding my hand. That was really annoying. Don't do that.
Oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
Quiet down. You know,
like, I wasn't trying to quieten you down.
Listen to what I'm about to say.
I've
always been someone who just dreams of like, yeah. Yeah, we can get 3.5 million quid. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we'd be able to afford that. Yeah, so like the dream bit.
I didn't say anything.
But then I never actually sit down and work out what would it actually take to get there. Because then when I did it the other day, I was like, actually, the reality of leading that life, you're going to have to earn a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you need to earn that kind of money and you're not thinking about scaling up your team or growing your business... Like, how the fuck are you actually going to get there? Yeah, so I'm really good at going, yeah, we can totally do that. But I would just, like, let life happen. I've said this before. It's like, it's a difference between, and it's again what Rob Dyrdek said, so many people just go with the flow. They're always waiting for tomorrow. Like, you've got to decide what it is you want and then go and make it happen.
Well, you said on the end of the last podcast, in a moment of just absolute genius clarity, but you said that actually that when you look at these dreams, maybe it makes you realise that the life that you've got at the moment, or the model or the vehicle that you've got, doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because it, like, in our current format, for example, for
we ain't getting there.
We're not getting to 20,000 quid a month.
Like, I'm already maxed out.
You're maxed out, and you're, you know, okay, you wouldn't have to make 20 grand by yourself, but for a bank to lend you that money,
yeah,
they've got to, I think it's like, what, 4 or 5 times salary that they'll lend you. So if you need 2.5 million quid, you've got to be doing £500,000 a year. Salary.
Yeah.
Fucking salary.
Yeah.
So what do you need to do to get to that point?
Yeah.
Like, become like some fucking hedge fund wanker or something, I guess.
Well, no, but then we know people in industries that are earning, you know, smashing it, you know, in the service business space. We know how it can be done, but it's like we get so bogged down in the running of our businesses. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you knew so clearly, honestly, like so clearly that in X amount of years' time, that's the house you want, or...
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? That's how much money you need. Would it change how you drive your business?
100%. It would have to. Because
then I need a reality check, because I do not do that. Even after all the coaching I've had, which has been phenomenal, it's changed my mindset. I'm, you know, mentally more resilient than I ever have before. My business is going amazing. It's great. But I still just am going in the same circle.
Mm.
I get super, super busy. Then I put all the work first,
I'm not
driving it forward. Then what happens is I finish all those amazing projects and it's like, oh, I didn't do that thing I said about driving it forward. And that's what I'm getting at. It's like, we've had that amazing, almost like coaching session with Rob Dyrdek. It's now a week later, we're sat here, we've had one conversation about it, which was great, don't get me wrong. But really, what else? What else have we done?
I ran down the street.
You ran down the street.
I worked out the mortgage price.
You know, I'm trying to take on a new team member and I've not even ring-fenced the time to go back to their application.
So this is why I think the beauty of a goal, and I've never been, I also am not that good at goal setting. I'm nearly fucking 40 years old. I've just still never, I don't know why, just have a real...
God, you look good for your age.
Thank you. Thank you. But I've never been that good at putting something on paper... And then executing on it. I don't know whether it's a fear thing. I don't know whether it's because I go back to it.
I would have said, like, you're really good at, like...
No.
I don't know.
I am...
You're, like, a checklist guy.
I'm a checklist guy. But I do the checklists to keep myself on track, because otherwise, well, I'll get scattergunned.
Yeah.
So, like, if you look at my to-do list, I know what I've got to do today.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I need to do. If I want to get the business to, say, do £250,000 turnover in the next... 8 months, I don't know what I've got to do to do
that. But if you know, would it change?
Well, I think it would. So to your point, so when we're now looking at these houses and stuff, I've had conversations this week, right? And it sounds like daft, okay? But knowing that we need a house, or knowing that knowing that we want a house that's worth £3.5 million, and again, not the value of the house, it's what the house will do for us, but for the style and the size and all the rest of it, we need that sort of money. I've had conversations this week and people have said to me, oh, I don't think I could afford that. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, fine. And then they've come back and go, oh, actually, yeah, I will do it.
Yeah.
I have not fucking budged on price.
Yeah.
And I've got quite structured and strict with price anyway. Like, I don't negotiate. I had a client actually tag me on LinkedIn, said, James is amazing at podcasts, but fuck me, don't try and negotiate with him, because he will just fucking sack you off.
But you know the time it takes your team to do the work.
And also, but I think because of... knowing what the bigger picture would be.
Yeah.
And someone's like, I can't afford 15 grand for a podcast series launch. Well, then you shouldn't work with us.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people that will pay that. And then your job becomes growing into the person who attracts the 15 grand podcast launch clients.
And
I think it will help you to do the incremental steps. Because again, you look at A, where you're at, and Z.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, here's where we're at. Here's where we want to go. Mm. You never infill.
No.
But I go, here's where we are. Here's the first 2 or 3 steps. Oh, that's going to be difficult. So I get from A, B, I maybe get up to D, and then I've talked myself back down to B.
Mm.
Whereas you're sat at Z going, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
And then, but when we're like talking about the dream life and like the home life and like, you know, that feeling of like having this a great space, but it's more like imagining us all be there together, like the kids are love it. It's a very like, there's good energy in the house and all that, like feeling of organised, everything's got its place, their system's got a nice office at home. Then I also see like, oh, maybe I've got an office and a team, you know, and then I start thinking about that and I'm like, oh, okay, so how am I spending my day? Sometimes I'm in an office with my team, sometimes at home. Then you start thinking, well, okay, well, if I'm seeing a team, like, how does that look like? Because that means that I've got people, you know, in the UK who are coming to a location. Oh, where's that location? Well, I wouldn't want to get on a train every day. Like, and then you start, yeah, then, and then you get a bit like, then it gets a bit like, oh my God, like,
I don't know what the right way to do it is.
No, I know. It's a bit like,
because you can't just look at the big shiny end result, the trophy.
Yeah.
But then, like I say, if you get too bogged down in the steps, then you come back, you almost have to dream so big that your imagination leads you down the path.
Yeah.
But then you've got to take the steps down the path.
Yeah.
But maybe, just maybe, it's about understanding who is the person that you need to become, or the person, who is it that you want to become in order to get those results. And then you do those things. Because, for example, you have got a nice home office.
Yeah.
We can all be together. We can have an organisation. So maybe when you get those things lined up, you know, you have to create the environment that you want to have. Because exactly, we can have it in here and now.
We know that we're going to need food, right, to eat every day. So if we just got more organised, and this sounds so basic, and I bet there are so many people listening that completely resonate with this, but like getting organised so you've got a weekly shop that turns up.
Yeah.
Putting your washing away, or even ironing it if you iron, before it goes in the cupboards. Like creating a clear space and all those things, like you say, are completely doable. And I've said this before, it's like you live in this life of like, there's this me, which might be called like maybe the alt self or the real self. And then you've got this person that you want to be, but actually you need to be that person all the time. Yeah. So like I'm talking at an event next week, or would it have been this week? I don't know when this is going out. I shouldn't say that, should I? Because it's a listener. It should be now. It is now. Next week.
Fucking hell, I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
No, this week, coming up. I'm doing an event this week.
Oh, my God.
No, but then
click
it's like...
click the link in the show notes, you can get a ticket for this event.
But what I'm saying is, that is like, that was on my list this year. One of the things that I wanted to do was start doing more public speaking about branding, personal branding, etc. So I'm super excited. I'm talking at the Female Founders Summit. There's some really great masterclasses and keynotes. And then it's almost like how I want to turn up, how I want to be. It's like, there's this like image of, not like it's me, do you know what I mean? But I want to go feeling like organised, feeling in control, feeling like, yeah, like turn up.
Well, you always, I sort of like, I don't know whether I've actually like ever verbalised that I make this joke in my head or to you in person or not. But like I could honestly think that you're having an affair by how you get yourself ready. I had the difference in how you get ready when you're going out to see other people. Because when we're in the house together, I mean, if you can actually drag yourself out of bed and get some clothes on, it's wonderful. When you go out, you've...
You make me sound like I lay in bed every day. I'm joking. What are you talking about?
Like, you paint your nails, you do fake tan.
Yeah, but it's just like you feel do all these things.
But again, you have to, I think you have to do that for yourself, because then you become that person, because that alt self, fucking real self, whatever.
No, you're right. There's only one of you. Like, I see people who have had their nails done. It sounds like such a silly thing. Like, one of my friends from school, she'd been on holiday, she had her nails done, they look really nice. I'm like, oh, I'd love to do that. But like, I can't justify right now going and spending loads of money on this, that, the other. But I could easily paint my nails at home. Does that make sense? And it's like, you're right. You know, I that is always, again, though, been a trait of mine. I don't know, again, if this is, anyone else can resonate, but it's like, I've always been someone that like, if I've got an event coming up, or say you're going to a wedding, or it's almost like, like when I have my reunion weekends with my friend, there's almost like a prep.
I'm gonna get
There's like a
prep. I'm gonna get
like,
purition. I'm gonna get healthy
like
this week.
Prep mode, like I want to, because you want to feel good, and you're so right. Like, why would I not want to feel like that all of the time?
And that's maybe again go back to the conversation we had with Rob. Like what he does on a daily basis, and what I'm trying to get to is that feeling of being the best version of
you. But you're the same though, like not in a bad way, like.
You won't be able to see it because of the camera angles, but she's literally looking me up and down.
But sometimes when I look at you and I think, what? You don't, you just pick up whatever you're wearing and like.
But I do that all the time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You've never been into your fashion, let's face it. But surely there's like, you know, like both of us, there's things like I work from home, but because I do like the school run, that like you do, I guess, make more of an effort. But sometimes I don't have to like put makeup on. Not that you have to wear makeup, but what I'm saying, it's like, what makes you the best version of you? And it's then designing that. So, like, I was laughing. I was saying, you know, maybe it would be getting up early before the kids. So last week, do you remember, I set my alarm. I thought, that's it. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to be the first one downstairs. I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. And I'm just going to sit and enjoy the peace. So my alarm went off. Come downstairs. You decide to get up at the same time. So I was like, okay, cool. Go downstairs. Louis, somehow, he's already up. And he's put the telly on and by himself.
Got himself some breakfast.
And he's just sat there.
Yeah.
I'm like, no idea. He's never done that. And I was laughing. So like my chill day. But I haven't done that again. No. But then at the same time, then I have to really evaluate that because I also like my sleep. Right? As in, I'm like, if I can get 8 hours a night, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
But then because we're working in the evenings, what happens? We then like start catching up after we finish work, nattering, then we might be like, oh, should we watch some telly? We're going to bed later and later and later. And it's like, I don't want to work in the evenings, but again, how am I back in this position? Didn't I say a few weeks back, mm-hmm, I don't want to be doing this?
This is where,
and yet I am here again.
But if you do what you've always done, you will get what you've always got.
I know.
And so, you and I both just go around in circles again and again and again, but the circle keeps getting bigger. So this is the thing, right? So you've like, oh, how am I in this position again? Because you've got loads more clients again. Yeah. So you're bringing in loads more money. So you're doing loads more work, which is getting loads more traction. Yeah. And there's loads more people. When you do, you know, let's say, for example, you work with 5 new clients a month, and there's 5 people, because you're great at what you do, then there's 5 people who are waving a flag for you. So
I haven't done it for a while. Those 5 people,
yeah, you haven't actually. Do you want to plug yourself? Here you go.
Hi, guys. If you need brand strategy, brand design, God, I'm your gal. Gail. I'm your gal. Yeah, Orange Lamb. Branding design, website, logo. That was awful. Even like the worst plug ever.
Absolutely awful. Anyway, if you want
to do a plug for me, so I feel like I've really let myself down.
No, everyone fucking knows what you do by this
point. Check me out, orangelamb.co.uk.
Checking me out. But yes, so we are going in a circle, but the circle keeps getting bigger. But you have to assert.
Bigger how?
Because if you're just staying in you're doing the same thing,
yeah,
but you are getting bigger results, which is a bit weird because your clients are getting bigger, so your money's getting bigger, but you are still just doing the same thing. But it is, and people say this all the time, it's a fucking another Google quote, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
But it's what you and I always do.
Okay, so.
So what are we going to, so what so, do we okay, want to
so
do
we've
about
we've identified
it?
The, a bit of a dream lifestyle, yeah, shall we say.
Yeah.
What we need to work on is like the dream business.
Yeah.
Like, I love what I'm doing. Generally love what I'm doing. I love, do you know what I've noticed for me though as well? Like the clients that I work with, it's for me, the seeing the support, how supported they feel, mm-hmm, and those connections. So, you know, I was saying to you, wasn't I? Like if I was to really sit about, oh, what would the dream business be? Then I think, oh, I could imagine growing it and having, you know, like doing more like group training with people on brands and all that. Like if you let yourself dream, but then you've also got to be realistic and have that journey. So I think I definitely need to work on that kind of vision of what I want it to be. Because if someone said to me, what do you want Orange Lamb to become? Do you know what I mean? How do you see it? I know that like I have a rough idea that I know how many kind of staff that I want and the kind of services we're offering, but then to really scale and to have like, you know, the money that we're talking about, how do you get to there?
Well, that's what you spend your time.
I know. And then I think with us,
because like we said earlier on, the house and the lifestyle that we sort of dream and aspire to have is absolutely categorically not possible.
Yeah.
With the businesses in the format that we've got.
Yeah, yeah.
Either of us.
But then
mine's got a little bit more scalability because I've got a couple of additional people. But
then we get triggered and we get really excited. And the thing is, with you and I, we've got a lot of knowledge about a lot of like things that we could do, that we could implement, mm-hmm, in the business that would work. And then we don't have the time to really like absorb into those ideas because, mm-hmm, we get pulled into our work, right? And then those ideas,
Pull yourself out of the work.
And then those ideas almost become, an afterthought. And then what happens, this is both of us, we're then like posting online and all that, and then we're like, you know, why is that's our engagement yeah, not yeah. here? What? And it's like, because we're not allocating the amount of time to really
I don't think that you and I spend enough time focused on the end outcome yeah. of the stuff. Me and you are, we will work and work yeah. and work, right? There's no, and I'm proud of our work ethic. Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, yeah. You know, the fact that we've gone from, you know, from various jobs and various careers or whatever it may be to now the fact that we both run our own thing, we will, you know, work around the kids. The kids don't know how stressed we are, I don't think. I hope not.
No.
The kids don't know about all of the stresses and strains of daily life, because when they're here, we're pretty good at being present. We're not always amazing. We don't always get it right, but we do a pretty good job, I would say. So with that regard, I'm really proud. You know, last night, came home, had been a fucking busy day. Came home, got the kids, played in the garden for a bit. They had their dinner. They played around for a bit more.
We all sat outside, didn't we?
Outside to have dinner because George dictated that he wanted everyone to go outside to eat our dinner. So we went outside and ate our dinner. Put them to bed. Happy days. You had a client call at 7:30. I sat on a laptop for another 2.5 hours onboarding a new client who was an old client who's come back to us. That's a good sign of being running good business when people come back to you. And then before you knew it, it was 9:30. Okay, that's fine. It is what it is. But if that's what you always do, you're only going to grow to the capacity of you're only going to grow to your individual capacity.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So actually, like you said, you've been, you know, 2 weeks ago, you put a job spec out and then you had loads and loads of people and you shortlisted it to 4 or 5 and then you put it out to them, you give them a little task to do and only one of them has come through and done it. Yeah. Okay, so from 60 CVs to 5 that you liked and 1, but stupid. That's because you're so busy doing the day-to-day. So I think what you have to do in this instance, you're going to have to get to a point where you just draw a line.
Yeah.
You've just got to draw a line in the sand and you just got to say, right, and it sounds fucking ridiculous. For people who've got like a normal job, this might sound ridiculous, but during the daytime, that is your client work time.
Mm.
Go and do the school run, kids' dinner, put the kids to bed. This is for both of us, by the way. I'm not being like a misogynistic man, like, this is what you will do.
Yeah.
But between the two of us, we do that. And then anything you do in the evening, you make a fucking hard and fast rule. Anything in the evening is only for the betterment of yourself, i.e. your own growth.
Yeah, it's like learning.
Learning, working growth,
on the business.
And development.
Yeah.
So you could bundle into that.
Yeah.
Like the CVs, go through the CVs. Okay, well, I didn't get the right sorts of CVs. Can I put the job spec out again?
Yeah.
Or
what
do I need to do? Or, you know, that sort of stuff. But at the moment, if you don't, again, it's so difficult because you're so busy.
Yeah.
But like we've been out to sports day this morning, for example, right? And while you're there watching school sports day,
which was great. But I mean, it's not like full on competitive sports day, is it? But
semi-competitive. Shout out to Louis who won the long beanbag throw.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Smashed it. He looked well proud of himself, didn't he? He sat there like all the other kids. Quite hot. All the other kids are there in their t-shirts, and he just sat there with his hoodie.
Yeah, he never fucking wears a hoodie, but I gave him one. He was just like,
he's in the zone today.
Sure, he like growled at a teammate.
He did, and he went like that. He had aerodynamic hands for the running race. I mean, it didn't help him, but it was fucking fantastic. But while you're there watching that, for a couple of hours, you're not earning any money. And then you're in a situation where you've got to come back, and now you've got to chase.
It's stressful.
And you said this morning you've got a client who sent you something yesterday for a project, and they're still expecting, they wanted it finished by Monday, but they only sent you the fucking assets to work on yesterday. So now that's become your problem. So tonight you're going to work on the betterment of your life and your business and your development? Of course you're not. But at some point, if you keep doing the same shit, you're going to get the same shit.
I think as well,
how
really
much shit
like
do you want?
Shit vice.
Hopefully Ali in the office can take like a gigantic cartoon shit and
I also feel so like this has kind of been,
I don't think we've told
an episode
anyone
where we haven't
lesson.
Really done no. We haven't gone through it and designed the life, which I thought that's what we were going to do.
I thought we were as well, but we've ended up
moaning because I feel like we're not going to get to that.
No,
but it's a really good, I think it's no. what okay so just to summarize,
I think I'll give up.
No, to summarize, it's like stepping into the person you want to be now and not waiting. It's not the house that's going to make you that person, okay? Like,
oh, I just saying this
we
week.
Could be that
you
now.
I've got to get it.
And it's like, understanding that we do put these kind of barriers or these, oh, well, when we've done this, we'll get that. Like, oh, I'll wait for that to be that. And it's like, no, we need to start being these people now. And the other thing I love that Rob was saying, he obviously emails his wife and, you know, it was quite funny. Like, he emails her to tell her what, is going on
that day. Yeah,
but actually, I love that, and I think maybe that's something that we could.
But we did do this like at the weekend.
Yeah,
as well.
We have been sort of telling each other what we've got going on, but a bit more than that to actually go right. Come on, like spend part of each day actually like. Yeah. Talking through, like, we should every week we should be planning through the week, then we should have like a daily like catch up of like what's going on, what's got, you know.
I think he might have accidentally unveiled the secret of all success.
Yeah,
I really do, because for goal setting, planning, growth, you know, all that stuff, manifesting, visualization is obviously super important. You know, again, we're watching the Arnie documentary and he visualized winning Mr. Universe when he was 20 years old. He imagined what it would look like as he lifted the trophy and everyone was there. And he said it literally was like
my vision.
What was
the quote? He said it, I'm going to get it wrong, but it's almost like he just said to himself, if I can visualize it, it means it's real.
Yeah.
If he can see it in his mind's eye.
Your brain doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
A picture that you see in your mind, it doesn't know whether it's true or false. Yeah. It's only us that gives it its meaning. But what was I saying? Forgot now. Oh, the unveiling of the top secret thing. So, for example, you know, what's the end outcome? The house with the flexibility for the kids to be there and the nice pantry and the swimming pool in the garden and all it, that's the outcome, right? But... so you focus on that. But actually, the person that you have to become to be worthy of that, worthy. And I think you've got to be worthy of that, is the person who sends an email every day saying what's going on, or does plan, or does book the shopping in for the same time every week. It does on a Sunday, because again, we're so fucking busy. You know, we put the kids to bed at 7 o'clock. It's normally been like a manic weekend. I get the bundle of fucking washing out to start doing the ironing for the next week. You jump back on to do more fucking client work that you're fucking late delivering. But again, blah, blah, blah.
Late. Never late.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Never late.
Orange lamb.
Branding.
Never late.
Strategy.
Anyway, but that's the reality. But what would it look like if instead of that on a Sunday night, we had like our connection night?
Oh, connect.
And we said, right, what are we going to do for this week? Like, what have we got coming on? We did it a little bit last week. We're like, right, I'm here in these days and this is what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. But actually, to have that connection, I think is super important. And then maybe you do sit there and fucking visualize the house every week, or you do, you know, you start to take, I don't know, you know, there's incremental things you do, but you're so focused on the doing of the big stuff. Anyway.
Oh, tell me. Right. You met someone really cool.
I met someone amazing this week. So I launched another podcast. Hey guys, if you'd like a podcast, go to phonic.media. That's phonic.media. Phonic.media. We've now launched 169 podcasts around the world for celebrities, influencers, actors, athletes, entrepreneurs, and people who make their money in the expert economy.
And people that chat shit like us.
Luckily, we don't do too many of them. But I went to this event, right? So this was Fitness Marketing Agency. They're a massive agency for fitness businesses, ironically, given the name. And they launched their podcast this week. And because I'd done some consultancy, they said, hey, come down to our event. And they had an amazing speaker on. It was at the Amex Stadium, Brighton Football Club's stadium. It's fucking amazing. And they had this incredible speaker on. Let me see if I can find the picture, right? And I got to sit and have lunch with her, called Patty Dobrowolski. I don't know what I did with that accent. She's American, not Eastern European, but there you go. Must be from Eastern Europe, though, that name, mustn't it? You can find her. We'll put a link in the show notes, at Up Your Creative Genius. And she's a former Broadway actress, and she's an artist and an illustrator. But she basically helps you to get clarity on your goals.
Yeah.
And she helps you to draw your future self.
I've seen her. I don't know how I came across
TEDx.
Her.
She's done loads of TEDx
but I don't
stuff.
Know what... It would have been someone had recommended it or I've seen it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it blew my mind.
So anyway, she did this amazing, and there, you know, 200 business owners in the room. And she does this thing. You won't be able to see it this well on the camera, potentially. We'll take a photo of it. Click the link in the show notes. We'll put a photo of it onto Instagram. But it's basically, draw your ideal future. And she talks about the psychology, because your brain, again, putting pen to paper cognitively does something. So she got us to start with, you do this with your finger in the air. You do like a figure of eight. Because that calms down your sympathetic nervous system. And then she got us to do like a squiggly line all around the outside of the page. Because again, the physical act of putting pen on paper and doing that, doodling, activates your creative side of your brain, 75% higher, whatever it is. But this was the interesting thing. I'm probably going to butcher the stats. By drawing something, you are 65 times more likely for it to absorb into your subconscious.
Really?
So from saying the goals that you want and saying the house you want, etc., is one thing. But by drawing it, you're 65 times harder embedding it into your mind. And when I did a training course a little while ago, I'll say a little while ago, years ago, they did something called the neurological levels of learning. So how much information you retain is based on is based on how you absorb it, and part of it was drawing it or writing it down.
Interesting.
Anyway, so she walked us through this whole process of drawing your future. And at the top, I wrote this down, because she said it at the end, and it was just like an off-the-cuff remark. But I was like, fuck, that's so powerful. She might have even said it to me at lunchtime, actually. But she talked about step into the person that you want to be.
Brilliant.
And I've heard Grant Cardone say this. Imagine there's a documentary crew following you around. Like what you're talking about, like when you're going out to meet other people, or you go to these events, or you go to the Albright, or whatever it is, with, like networking with other peers. And the person that you are on those days, who gets up early, who's driven, who all that stuff, that's what you need to be every day. That's got to be the focus. Anyway, so we looked at, and we'll actually get Patty on, because she said she'll come onto the podcast, which would be
amazing.
Yeah. So we'll actually do this process with her live. But the draw your future, so you look at where your current reality, where you're at now, then you look at your desired reality on the right side of the page, and then you look at the three bold steps. There's only three steps that you need to take to get to that desired outcome. So I looked at where we're at right now. I said, okay, and I've just done it for the business, because it was like a business context, but you could do it for your life as well. And it said, right, what's your current reality? So I drew like the team, and it was like, right, well, write down the key things. So I've written down the team. At the moment, they are committed, they're focused, we're a small team, but they're all excited, they're dedicated, they're driven, they're all experts in the thing they do. Everyone's on the bus and everyone's in for the journey. So I was like, that's great, that's brilliant. We've got great clients. We've got, they're respectful of the knowledge that we've got. We are respected. They are respected experts in their field. They're proper experts of what they do. They are growing their awareness, and they're flag waivers for the service. So I was like, that's a really good thing. Current reality, cash flow isn't as consistent as we'd want it to be. So I've like, right, well, I want more consistent cash flow. I want to grow the MRR, which is the monthly recurring revenue. We want more profitable clients, because, again, we've got some that are launched for us and it just takes ages to launch. So the profitability of it dies on its ass. What is the other current reality? The marketing is not quite working. The clarity of the message isn't quite bang on. The communication channels don't quite work. You know, we're starting to run ads, but we haven't done that yet. So we're not, you know, where we want to be. I then looked at like the part. I don't know why, it just came into my head straight. This was the first thing I drew, actually. I was like, the puzzle is coming together. So I just drew this little puzzle piece. Fucking terrible. But like between the offerings that we've got, the new consultancy offering that we've got, the new branding and consult and sort of like our overall consultancy piece that we've got, and the content marketing piece that we've got, CIM, so the Chartered Institute of Marketing have approved my course. kind of a big deal. If you want to find out more, go to charteredinstituteofmarketing.com, I guess, and search podcast. You'll find my face on there. So that was all good. Focus, so we're dedicated, we decide on the next... Oh, sorry, no, so that was what's the current reality. Then I looked at the desired reality, and again, I'm sorry if this is awful to try and like follow along with, but Patty will really make it more explainable. That would do, when she comes on. So I thought, right, where am I going to be at? And again, you write the word down, and you just draw a little picture that signifies it, because again, then it will stick in your head.
Yeah.
So I just put happy, driven... opportunistic, present, half house down there on the right hand side. That was the only like personal thing that I had, because that kind of relates back to the business. Amazing cash flow, award winning podcast agency, marketing work and automation, focused stream of top podcasts. I want the top 20 podcasts weekly. That's like one of like the Bartlett gang, like Shag Married Annoyed. Like I want to have one that's constantly up there.
Like business marriage,
like business
number one.
Marriage. Consistent leads coming through the door. Increase the number of team, because we're going to have to get more team if we want to get to the turnover that we want to get. Creating daily high value content, in-house talent for all of the services. So I want a videographer there who's like, hey, let's do this as a video quickly. Because this event I went to had 32 team members. You've never seen so many fucking videographers. You're like, there were six people filming this event. But it was mega. They churn out content the next day.
Yeah.
There's super high value and testimonials. Anyway, top rated podcast for me on branding, because I think that would be part of the overall strategy of growing personal brand. A1 clients. So again, we're now, you know, sort of not in a disrespectful way, but we started off with really simple podcasts, whereas now we're getting more quite complicated ones and ones that require, you know, like recording soundscaping and narrative and scripting and all that kind of stuff. I want to be a guest on other major shows. 30% net profit, 100K months consistently, sole focus for me on the agency is getting the attention, putting a 15 grand a month dividend out of the business. Because again, I was thinking, well, if I'm doing that and then you're doing 10 grand a month, 25 grand a month. We could actually afford that. We could afford that £3 million mortgage. But again, because I had done that clarity of what we needed, I was like, that's the numbers we need to get
probably
to.
Probably wouldn't at the minute with the mortgage rates. But.
Bringing in money, completely debt free. Content industry celebrity. I'm not interested in being like macro famous, but micro famous in the although guys, I'd love to be, and having a Huff House. So that's what I drew down. But then
I love that
you look at the three bold steps it's going to take you to get there. So I was like, right, what's the number one thing? Need to execute faster.
Yeah,
just not pulling the trigger on stuff quicker. And when I look back, when I was financially doing okay a few years ago, just pulled the fucking trigger all day. Even on shit that didn't make any sense, we just like took massive action constantly all day, every day. Focus. We need to decide on the decide on the next step, and then execute one idea at a time. So we need to execute faster with focus. And then the third sort of bold step was a mindset thing, was that I need to become a leader, not a doer.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even think consciously. I wasn't even aware of that. And it just literally came out on the page. I was like, I need to be a leader, not a doer. And I was like, I need to be a better communicator to the team because we've got a great team.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they know as much stuff that's going on as I know that's going on. So they everything that I'm doing, they should know that I'm doing.
Yeah, definitely.
And not from like a, here's how hard I'm working. Otherwise, this fucking random geezer who looks like a shark from the side is just running around. That is disgusting.
That's
the biggest bit of flob ever.
Flob?
Flob. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, flob.
I remember spitting when you were a kid and thinking you were cool. Anyway, so that's what I've done. So we're going to get Patty on to walk us through our
that would be super cool.
Draw your future. Because actually, I've got to say, since, again, that there's, I've had this clarity, I had a couple of clients approach me, and I was like, do they fall into that
A-plus
category?
Did you draw all those arrow bits in the middle? Was that already given to you? Oh,
right. Yeah, so that was already created. But she makes this beautiful, hopefully we'll do it with her. I think she might even, she'll ask us it, and then she'll draw it for us.
Exciting.
But sorry, back to the point of this, having that clarity has made me, you know, as I say, I've had certain sales calls this week, but because I know what I'm trying to get to, I'm just like, this is the price. This is how fast we turn it around.
Yeah.
I had a phone call yesterday. The guy was like, oh, yeah, no, but what if we did multiple shows? How much would you charge me then? I was like, the same price times three.
Yeah, because it's the same amount of time.
What about a discount? We don't do discounts.
Yeah, because it's the same amount of time.
Because we give you so much value, you don't need a discount.
Yeah.
If you ask for a discount, you're asking for the wrong
metric.
Like
what we say as well, if you're doing a service that then is not necessarily bringing direct money, but it's making an impact, you know, then it's an investment that's worth it, isn't it?
Yes, Hayley. Yes, it is. But the most important thing...
I feel like I want to go and do that.
Step into the person that you want to be.
Step into the person you want to be. I was going to sing a song and then I kind of lost my way.
Would the person you want to be do that? Would they sing that song? I guess I probably would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'm gonna find my person.
You are the person.
I'm gonna find
there
me.
Is no alt self.
Who am I? You. I'm gonna do a lot of reflection.
I think you should
over the next week.
Why not? So hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. A very different one.
Yeah,
sorry,
just
I'm not
chatting.
Sure if there's anything useful in it.
Yeah,
it
I think like, there is.
I think we've got some shit off our chest, really.
I think it's just about everyone just going designing that life, but like it actually you need to sit and really visualise and think about what it is.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about the person that you wanna be, you need to be that person now.
Guys, motivational. If you're thinking about it, you need to be it.
Oh, wait, it's in the camera.
2023.
I hate that.
That was horrible. We will be back next week with another instalment of the podcast. Maybe we'll be one step closer to all those goals and those dreams. Stepping into the people that we want to become. But you've got to step into your reality.
Oh,
what are you talking about? You've been watching too much of The Boys. It's affected you. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the ageing process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.